So the Gemara says as follows on Dalin of Abayis. Nana, maybe get Mindinas Hayam, the Inu Yochalomer, Fun and Echta, Fun and Echtam, the Mieshal of Edom is Gaim Bechosomer. Mishnah says if a person brings a get from Mindinas Hayam and he doesn't have the ability to express the words Befanay Nechtav, Befanay Nechtam, in Yeshal of Edim, so what does he do? So if there are Edim, so you should do Kiyam Shtaris. You should be Mekayim, the Chasamos of the Edim. Vavinumbo, and the Gemara Sakasha. What does it mean? My Ve'eno Yochel Loimar. What does the Gemara mean by that phrase that he doesn't have the ability to say? In fact, the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that this is a Cherish, a deaf and mute, so the Gemara says, can't be. Cherish by bar asuya gito. A Cherish doesn't have the mental capacity to be a shliach. So he's puzzle for shlichus. And you don't just automatically makshir everyone to be a shliach. Katan can't be a shliach, zot Rashi. So how is that the suggestion of a person who doesn't have the ability to say, b'fon enach, b'fon enach. Everyone can say, b'fon enach, b'fon enach. So what's the obvious case? Well, and I'll support this with a Mishnah. Kol k'sher in la'avis haget. Chutz mi sherish, cherish oite v'katon. Good. So the Gemara says, so who's this Eina Yochel Omer? So and for the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Hachmai Eskinon, going to Nosel Lok Shu Pikeach. L'hispik loimim b'fanenech, b'fanenech l'v'ad sh'nischarish. We're talking about a situation, a wild case. This guy Mamish became a Cherish on the spot at the wrong time. That what? He was a bardas b'shas shlichus. He was a full bardeya at the time of carrying the get. And then what happened? He was nischarish at the time that he's supposed to say b'fanei nechtam nechtam. Which, by the way, implies that you could say b'fanei nechtam nechtam immediately after giving the get. Right? Before giving the get. It's not too late. So over here, it was too late because he was nischarish. So Gemara goes on to say, ah, so now that we found this missing link, now that we have pshat in Rav Yosef in the Mishnah, that what's the case, Rabbi Isai? That it's a pikeach v'nischarish. Frek the Gemara, l'Rava nichal Rabba kasha. So according to Rava, okay, I'm fine. Why? Because I don't need b'fanei nech b'fanei nechdam, because the Mishnah is telling me that I should do what? Exactly the same thing that b'fanei nech b'fanei nechdam accomplishes, which is what? Kindness guy in b'chosnov. So maishna, if I say it, I'll yidei the shliach. Or maishna, if I get the edim to certify their chasimus. Elamai. Sok to Gemara, according to Rabba, you're still missing whether or not it's lishma. So it's a starker raya against Rabba. So the Gemara says, so wow, the Gemara has a whopper of a new chiddush on the Achayim and Aleph and Gittin. By the way, this machlokes Rabba and Rava was only temporary. But in the end of the day, Rabba agreed. Why? Because Torah knowledge became more accessible, became more in vogue. People started going to Eretz Yisrael for the year. What's Taisa say? Yeah, I'm saying it became more popular, more getting into things. Lumdis was on the table. Hiring scholar in residence for different communities, speaking about Amir Lahakum, and there were things that were popular. Amevin Yavin. Okay, weiter. So that's the Gemara. So we'll leave it there. So Tais is here. Yeah. I think that I think that in the end, at La'acha Shalomdu, they both agree that it's because of Kiyah. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, no?
According to Rav, it's what we would call a question at this point.
You mean the Gemara goes on?
Yeah, so according to Rav, Rav is not loaded at any.
He just holds it requires
lishma. No, he held that originally required lishma. Halacha l'shalamdu, that's not the reason anymore. Right.
That's what
we ask. But the Gemara eventually says, Rabbi is Lady Rava.
Yeah, but the first answer we give is it's a
Kaseir Zelber. No, right. The Gemara goes on to say, Yachi Eino Yachal Nami.
The reason is still a shema.
No, but he's just asking what's the fundamental debate between Rav and Rava.
It's still a shema.
Yeah. If for a yachol, right, he wouldn't hold it that shit. It's just because shemiyachzer davar l'kukula. Yeah. The Gemara goes on. Iyachol yomam nami. Iyachi ene yachol nami. If you're telling me that it's la'ach shalomdo. Sorry, Iyachi Yachol Nami. So the Gemara asks, if so, so why not cancel it Ligamre? So the Gemara says, Gzeir Hashem Yachzer Davar Kukulo. So maybe it's going to go back. But that's assuming that you have Eidim that are Mekayim L'chos Amos. So Rabbah would still require B'fanenechtam by a Yachol because of, even within Kiyam, because Hashem Yachzer Davar Kukulo, they're not going to know Lishma. But fundamentally, they would agree. Yeah.
Are we saying that Rav would call that you need aid in this case also?
Why would you assume, meaning you're asking, how does he read the end of the Mishnah?
I'm saying, Rav is saying that Rav, now that we're saying that everybody knows that it has to be done with Shema, Rav would call that you need aid. Why are we adding that second part? Why don't you say every knows you need to be done the Shema, so one Shliach is good enough?
Meaning, you're basically asking, did the Gemara know that Rabbi is Slay the Rava now?
Right.
Once you realize the Shema, you don't need Adam to come afterwards. If that was Rabbi's issue.
Meaning, why isn't the Gemara still asking Akasha on Rabba?
No, it makes sense according to Rabba now.
No, it doesn't, because the Mishnah says, Yishkayim b'chol samav. So the teretz is that Rabba still needs that kiyam.
Even if we know it was done Mishnah.
Yeah, but did the Gemara establish that yet? The Gemara never established that yet.
No, it does. It says on Gav and Beis, it says Rabba.
Oh, it did. Okay, good. So then the Gemara is assuming that. So fine, that's the answer to your question.
So they both hold that you need Eidim to be Mechayim?
Yeah, the Shaila is just whether or not, again, the Gemara is saying, Yiskayim Eidim Mechos Almof. So the Shaila was, why is that sufficient Lefi Rabba? But not why isn't that necessary. Why is that necessary is because Rabba also holds a Rava. But why is it that sufficient? L'chayr, you're missing Lishma. That's why the Gemara has to come on to La'ach HaShalom. Yeah.
Does Zera only apply to
people who
are Yachol? As in, when it's Eino Yachol, Rabbah would be
Maskin
and
Ein Sarach. Yeah, so the Ein Sarach L'Kayim Chosma? No. Meaning...
No, Ein Sarach...
Fanenach. I mean, the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is saying, that everyone, that would, Rabbah would agree to that. Right.
So Zera is only
right.
For people who are
Yachol. Right, exactly. That's right. That's what the Gemara goes on to say. Yochel yochel nami. Xeris shem yachzel duchol. Yochel enu yochel nami. So why don't you say that also by enu yochel and inval? So the Gemara says, and say the whole thing's problematic. Where it says, so mil pkeich when it's chayrus and milz loshchicha, milz loshchicha lochazir abarabanan. So therefore, we could rely on this v'di'evit situation of yiskayim b'chosamav without the actual statement of b'fanenach b'fanenach. Good. Where you're going to be missing Lishma, but it's a Muslim Loshchicha. Good. So Lamaisa, Rabbi said, the whole sugya begins with the Gemara asking, what is this case that you have in Eino Yochel? What is this mysterious Eino Yochel that a person doesn't have the ability to say. So the Gemara challenges, the Gemara says, your obvious case is going to be what? A Cheirish. And then the Gemara is bothered, but if it's a case of a Cheirish, so I'm going to throw that out because he's not able to be a Shliach either. So Mamela, that's where the Gemara gets stuck. So Frektais is Akash. Taisis is asked, why did the Gemara have to jump to the most severe case? Why did the Gemara have to assume that we're talking about a Lav Bardas Bechlal, a Cheirish that is not Pshemeya, he's not Medaber, he's considered what? Possible to be a Shliach because he's not a Bardas. Frektais is, L'chaira, I could have a case where you have a full-fledged Bardas, but Nebuch, Rachmona Litzlan, he doesn't have the ability to speak. He doesn't have the ability to communicate in a normal fashion. And that is what? The case of a who? Of an Elim. So Frektais is Akasha. V'loy be'i l'meimer Elim. Tais is asking, why did the Gemara jump and assume that we're talking about a Cheirish? What would be the problem with saying that we're talking about an Elim? And the Milo of that is that an Elim could be what? A Bar Shliach. He's a Bardas. He's just limited. He doesn't have the capacity to communicate. So what's Tais's answer, Rabbi Yisai? I have no clue. Very vague. Tosis says what? The Lashon should be different. So how do you read our Tosis? So Tosis says, let's see Tosis in size. The loy boy lememer could go in ilim. Oy shall loy ra ksivas haget. Dem kein have lememer, but loy om. So one could take the pshat of Tosis. As all Tosis is saying is, if the Mishnah textually was talking about an Elim, it's very difficult to fit that into the Mishnah. Why? And that reason why I resort to what? Cheirish initially, or I'm eventually hanging my hat on Rabbi Yosef as a Fikeach ben Ischarish. Why? What's driving that, Rabbi Yisai? A textual Ha'ar. If that were the case, it would just say, V'loy Omar. Why V'loy Omar? Because what? He's an Elim, and he can't speak. From the fact that what? The Mishnah says, Ve'enu yochol loymar, ve'enu yochol loymar. It sounds like that would what? That would not be talking about an Elim. Let's see this approach inside. This is the approach of the Maharam. Whenever you're unclear on a Tosis, Rabbi says, it's always kedai to see the Maharsha and the Maharam. So Maram says on this Tosis, Nirali, Maram Bedafka, Rabbi says, Masbir Tosis often. Nirali, the Ritzoyner Loimer de Elim, the Chain Mishal Loira Ksivas Aget, Lo Shayach Lemisnu Behu, the Eno Yochel Lomar. It's not Shayach to attribute the phrase, the Eno Yochel Loimer, the Mashma de Atta Bishah Shenoistin Aget Eno Yochelun Loimer. The Elam alum shaloy rock. See what I get. Sharishan aloha yabale amira. Ulazet shayach lemisnu gabayo veloy amar. You chop what he said? He's saying the lashon of it ain't ochayachal loymar means something happened now. Something happened now that he's not able to say it right now. But the implication was he was able to say it beforehand. Masha enkin veloy amar doesn't have that mashmos. What's the implication? Thank you. The implication of the that changing, and it's just that he never was able to say he was an Elam all along, or he never saw the Ksivas Aget, so he just never had that information, and that's why he's picking on this language of Inayochel. Take it or leave it, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know, I'm not really so driven by the Maharam's pshat in Tosfos, but that is the way the Maharam suggests. And if you learn like the Maharam, Rabbi Yisai, the sugya just ended. Because all the Maharam's thinking that Tosfos said is, we had another option that the Torah, that the Gemara didn't introduce, and from a textual standpoint, there's a reason why the Gemara didn't introduce it. Just because of what the Mishnah said, ve'eno yochel loymar. But in a Chanami, that would have been a good example. However, Rabbi Yisai, there are others, including the Maharsha, including the Tosfos HaRosh, including some many other Rishonim, namely the Tshuvas HaRivosh, that, and the Beis Yosef, and I sent the Beis Yosef to you guys on the picture, that learned Tosfos, and the Kesef Mishnah thinks the Rambam Shita is not at all what the Maharam's saying, and there's something much deeper over here. Yeah, Asher.
It seems that what Maharam is like pointing out is like the condition prior, the condition afterwards. Not the distinction between the Cheres versus the Elam. So if an Elam wasn't an Elam before and then became an Elam right after, it should also be the same thing.
Correct. I think the Maharam would agree with you. Yeah.
I think the crazy thing is that it sounds like the exact opposite.
Me too. I'm asking. V'lo yachol sounds like there's an integral problem always. Why are you saying v'lo yachol now? I happen to agree with you. It's not. Maybe get me did as I am. V'eino yachol loymar v'fone. Why is he thinking that eino yachol is? I guess he's learning that eino yachol means.
He said that he was able to, but now he's not. Eino yachol right now.
Yeah. Right. So he's learning that that meant. That was like a new piece of information.
Yeah, versus, I don't, seemingly, I think...
Because you're looking ve'eino yochel as there's an underlying problem with this individual. He's learning ve'eino yochel as part of the story.
When you, take the
you had a shliach, he was normal, and then there was a situation of eino yochel.
But the idea, the other one doesn't make any sense. Velo Omar, and he didn't say.
Yeah, not that's that also, yeah, to, yeah. That's a striker point, meaning why is Velo Omar any more... of a problem that existed from why can't it just be Veloy Omar because of something that happened right now? Yeah, Maskin. What?
He doesn't speak.
Yeah. That's clearly what the Maharam is learning, yeah. But Lamaisa, I agree with all of you. I'm not totally convinced. And Lamaisa, the Maharam's on his own on this one. I'm just pointing out that not everyone agrees to everything we're about to learn, but in Shulchan Aruch, in Halacha, in Rambam, this is the accepted approach, and they learn Tosfos differently. So what's the other pshat in Tosfos? The other pshat in Tosfos is what? Not to be a textual ha'ara, but the other pshat in Tosfos is perhaps is a fundamental difference. The reason why Elaim doesn't work. No, there's a new pshat in Tosfos.
Saying this is just everybody.
Everybody. Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, Das HaRambam, the Goin on the bottom of the Ramah, the Rivosh, and you'll see Imritz Hashem, like in contrast, why we're deducing this. Perhaps the answer, and the Marsha already says it. The Marsha says that in Elaim, fundamentally, is going to be a problem. V'loy boy lememer kigoyin ilim o shelo rok sivus haget dim kain havel lememer v'loy amar. Because if ilim would be kosher, then it would say v'loy amar. But says the Marsha, and that would only be good according to Rabba that holds you need a shliach to say. For lishma, and how would the Elaim communicate that? Chevra? Sav. Zokta Marisha, according to Rava, there would still be a chisar, and you would need to rely on the Edim. And what? Sav would be invalid. Why? Mipim eloi mipik sava. So the Marisha makes a split between Rabba and Rava. But I don't want to. Why should that be? The Marsha explains because according to Rabba, I don't need Eidus. All I need to know is whether or not this an Eid Echad, Ksav Lishma, it's just a piece of information so that I can rely. I don't need Teres Eidus, Hagadus Eidus for that Halacha of Lishma. But if you want to do what? Kiyim Shtaros, if the Bafane Nechtav is what? Is replacing what? A classic Kiyim Shtaros, like it is according to Rava. Then I would what? I would need to what? Rely on Eidus. And Eidus mitoch haksav is what? Is invalid because of mipiyam lo mipik sava. So where the Torah is requiring a hagadas Eidus, so then what? So then you're going to be invalid. because and for Rava's need to certify the shtar, so you're going to be invalid. Why? Because mipiyam lemi piksava hagadah can't be al yedei ksav. Like we learned the Gemara, where Rabbi Isai Yevamis lamed aleph and Yevamis lamed aleph. We'll get to ayin aleph in a second. Yevamis lamed aleph mipiyam lemi piksava is an invalid way and form of testimony. So that's the way the Marshal learns Tosfos. That's the way many Achronim learn that an Elaim would be problematic when it comes to writing b'fanenechtam. Why? Because it's a problem of b'piyam lo piksavam, and it would only have worked according to Rabba, which is what Tosfos was suggesting, but according to Rava, that wouldn't have worked because you need full-fledged Haggadah Eidos, and you can't have that Haggadah Eidos b'ksav. So according to this other approach of Isai, what Tosfos is arguing is that what? Is that there's a fundamental reason why Elaim is invalid over here. It's because what? You can't have Haggadah Eidos B'Ksav because of that principle that we learn, Mipim Leim B'Ksavim, and the only way for the Elaim to communicate and to achieve Kiyum through B'Fanenech Fanenedechtav is to write that Kiyum, and that's something that's invalid for Haggadah Eidos. Marsha says, yeah, according to Rabbah, it would suffice for the Lishma issue, but for the general issue of needing Kiyam Shtaros, which is the part of Fanenach, Fanenachtam, is also taken care of, that you would still be invalid, and that you would still need classic Kiyam, like the Mishnah says. Yes, Sammy.
It's not really on that as much, it's more on one of Tosfos, he says it's either an Elaim or Shalom Rakshiva Saget. Why would you have, are you allowed to be a Shaliach if you can't say Befanenachtav? Because
yeah.
Is that
you just have Kiyam. And that's the Kasha on Rava. And that's Kasha on Rabba. Rava would say, well, what's the problem? Let him be a Shliach. He's a Bar Das. And I'll rely on the Kiyam from two Eidim that are going to be the kind of star. Rabbi said, to fortify this Pshat, which the Beis Yosef thinks, the Kesef Mishnah thinks, in Perek Zion, I think it's Alocha Yud Gimel.
Wait, is that, can we just clarify real quick?
Yeah.
Irish, I believe, is a deaf mute.
Yeah.
So how is a deaf mute different than a mute? I mean, why are they both not problematic?
Because a mute has is halakhically considered a bardas.
Oh, and we're saying, but even though he's a bardas, it still wouldn't work.
Exactly. And that's what they're saying. Why do you have to jump to the worst case? Just say you have a better case of a bardas, and you wouldn't have the kasha of la bar shlichus. So that's what they're saying. That was never entertained. The emesis, give me a second, Noam. There are Rishonim that Beferish contradict this Tosfos. There are Rishonim that write that Elaim actually would be good. Elaim is Taka accepted. How is an Elaim accepted? Where's the Ran Rabbi Isai? What daf in the Dap Arif? Gimel in the Dap Arif. Zok the Ran. My in the Yocholimer Elaim a Cherish Chutz Vicherish Levisha Ein Bam Das Vein Shlichosim Shlichos. So Zok the Gemara Kegon Shenoselak Shu Pikeach Vle Yisvik Leimer Von Enech Von Enechtav Adshin Ischarish. Mehosh Aminon. You see from this case of a person becoming a Cherish, which Rabbi Yosef said on Daf Hey, the Laachan Etzina Teichad Yedibar Motzil Leimer Von Enechtav Von Enechtav. First of all, that you could stop in the statement of what. Afterwards, it's just that this guy happened to not be able to say it because he became a cherish. But if he would have been still a pikeach, a normal guy, then we would have still validated the get and allow him to add in b'fanenech v'nenechtav afterwards. Why don't you say Elaim, which would be better because he would be a full-fledged bardas, legamre. And that never changed. So, Dr. Ran, Yeshlemer, the Elaim, Yochol, Lahagin, Mitoich, Aksav. No, because an Elaim is not the example of Eno Yochol, Loimar. You know why? Because it's not true. It's factually not true. An Elaim is kosher. I can't say it. Dr. Ran, let him write it. Let him write it. Other people view with their mind. The Ramban, the Rashba, all the Chachmei Svar. Shari, except for the Rambam. So why does the Ran get this off the ground? The obvious kasha that's bothering the Ran, Rabbi Isai, is what? Is what all these Mefarshim are learning in Tosfos, that Itaka was invalid by Elaim. Because of what invalidation, Rabbi Isai? That how could you ever be Mekayim Ashtar through Befanei Nechva Nechtam. If it's through Ksiva, L'choira, that should be Zokta Marsha. A problem of what? Mipiyem. V'loy Mipiksovim. Dr. Ran, that's not a problem. Because who's allowed to be a shliach for a get? An Isha? All the people that are puzzle for regular Dine Eidus? Shari Amina be'edus ish lo'oid mitoich haksaf. Kedi Isa b'misha achsu, b'perak misha achsu. The kol shekein hacha d'ksivas aget mochiach. Kedi Isa b'shilir. If you're allowing what? Kulas l'gabe get. Yeah, the Gemara 9 Aleph is even allowing you to be made mitoich haksav. Right? So then what's he talking about? The Gemara 9 Aleph, what does the Gemara 9 Aleph say, Rabbi Yisai? What? What's Gemara the Ron's quoting? Amarav Khan, Amarav Khair Shiachul Dabra Mitokhaksav, Koisvim and Oisin Leget Liishto. Amarav Yosef, Michael Marshall, and Tanin is Tatik, Vamarlo Nichtav Get Liishto, Chavarik and Rosh, but can I say Shosh upon him? Imamar Alav, Lav, Alhein, Hein, Areel, Yichtavu, Akhairish is the ability to divorce his wife, Mitokhaksav, to command. Amarle Rabzira, Elim Kaamar, Shiny Elim, Dasanya, Medabra Vin, Shameh, Zel, Khair, Shameh, Vin, Medabra Zel, Elim, Zev, Zer, and Pikum, hold the brain. So the Gemara says, you see by get that you can rely on Toich HaKsav. And then the Gemara says, Vayter. Kashem Sheboitkin Oisel Gittin, Kach Boitkin Oisel Masos, Lamatonos, Ledios, Erusus, Katani Mia, Eduus, Amrav, Rav Shiz, Be Edus Isha, Dakila Berabonon. You have a special kula by Edus Isha. So you see, we are already allowed Psulim for writing a get. So too, Zokter Ran, for the Shliach also. Extend from there for the Befanei Nechtam Eidus. You could also allow the Shliach to be Mekayim Nishtar through Ksav. So what's the fundamental machloikis between Tosis and the Ran? Rabbi Yisai? That which we were makel in terms of, and we have also Kulas Lagabi the Shliach also, Rabbi Yisai. Because the actual people who are allowed to represent us as being a Shliach, we learned earlier this year, Rabbi Yisai, are people that are possible Eidus in general. It's a kulaf by Eidus Isha, right? The Gemara says in the first parak that we allow an Isha and other psulim that in general for regular classical Agadas Eidus would be possible. So Mamela is Zokteran, so now also be Makel in terms of the way they deliver the Eidus. And Mamela and Elaim would be valid, even though in other Eiduyos that would be Mipim Lo Yipik Sava. What's Taisis? If we accept this other pshat in Tosfos, what's Tosfos going to argue with the Ran? How would he, on the one hand, accept that the shliach, on the one hand, could be an invalid aid, yet on the other hand, the Rabbi said we're going to invalidate the fact that he's going to send it in through a ksav? What's the simple chiluk Rabbi said to say according to Tosfos? Oh, that, or even fundamentally, you don't even have to get to Roy Labila, because then you're getting into Machlokes Rashi and Tosis says that Elaim is the only one who is possible. You're saying according to Rabbi Tam. But even if you would hold like the other Rishonim, that hold anytime I would send Ksav is possible. What Jeremy's pointing out, Rabbi Yisai, is remember we had a machloikis Rishonim whether or not if a person sends a text message, person sends an email as Eidus, would that be a violation of Epiyam Loim Epik Ksav? So most Rishonim, like Rashi Alatoyer writes, that's not Eidus. You're sending in a document. That's Mipim Loim Piksavim. Rabbi Natam is the opinion that no, when we said Mipim Loim Piksavim, we were talking about someone who's not Roy Lahagid. He's not able in theory to speak, and only he in Elaim is invalid, right? However you slice it, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, Tosis is saying that we would be Machbir by an Elaim. Why? What's the reason? I think the answer is the chiluk is simple. Who were they makel in terms of Eidus Isha? They wanted to make sure that they would have shluchim around. They wanted to make sure they had as many people accessible to be able to bring this get. So therefore, what were they makel about? They were makel about the individual, the gavro, the guf. We're not going to exclude psule guf when it comes to this shlichus. But the kula, we never find that the shliach now could now be makel and lenient in the delivery of the information. In the fact that the way he's carrying over it, that now we're going to say, all bets are off, all DNA aiders are off the table, we're just going to accept whatever possible is done, however you communicate this is totally valid. That Tosis says, Meyachatesi. According to the way we're learning Tosis, the pshat is, yeah, you were makel about the individuals. You were makel about who could be a shliach. Could you have psule aiders that are now offering this information? But now you want to be makel even further. That the tzura and the way they communicate that information, that also we're going to take off the table, that also we're going to accept. That far, Tosis did not want to take things, and that's where Tosis split ways between the Ran, the Ramban, and the Rashba. We read the Ran and the Marmakimus of how makel you're going to be within the edus of a fanenechtav. Would I also be makel in terms of the delivery, or only be makel in terms of the individuals who is going to pass this information by? So Tosis is holding that there would be a problem of Mipiem, the Loimi Piksavim at the end of the day, and therefore there was not an option of including Elaim over here, unlike the Shita of the Ran, that would have said, once you're making it because of Edis Isha, so now be Makel that he can also send the Ksav for this information and be Mekayim the Shtar through the Ksav. Yeah, Daniel.
I don't understand why we veered off the tangent where the whole reason why the Gemara says the is because he's a Bar Das.
Because that was the case that the Gemara suggested.
Why would you say the reason why Elaim isn't
included? No. The Gemara never mentions Elaim. Tosis wants to know. Tosis wants to know why the Gemara never mentioned Elaim. The Gemara over here is less than a tangent because the Gemara is asking on the suggestion of Chirish and it ignored Elaim.
Why did the Ran ignore that?
The Ran says, "Oh, you're saying according to the Ran, the Gemara should have suggested that." No. The Ran's saying it wouldn't have worked because he's Yachal. The Mishnah says Eino Yachal. So Elaim was a bad option for one of two reasons. Tosis, he's unacceptable, and he's it's never going to work. Or according to the Ran, no, it's Eino Yachal, and it's not Eino Yachal, it's Yachal, and therefore that's why the Gemara didn't mention Elaim.
The Ran is saying even according to Rava, it's Yachal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So therefore, it didn't fit in the Mishnah. Tosos is saying that the Gemara would have never entertained Elaim.
But it will entertain Chayrish.
Yeah.
But Chayrish just works by Chayrish is the Elaim times two. No.
Elaim is stronger than.
No, but what Gilad's asking is, once the Gemara is going to say something, then it's going to reject. So why didn't the Gemara suggest that and reject it?
Because Chayrish had the ability to beforehand.
No.
Elaim never did.
No, that's the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara originally says Chayrish.
Elaim is a Bar Das, that's
fine. Elaim is a Bar Das, therefore it would have been good according to Rabbah. Meaning Tosis' Kasha is, why did the Gemara have a Kasha? Why didn't Rabbah have a simple answer and a way to get out and say it's talking about an Elaim? And Mimela, he can communicate that it's Lishma. The Mishnah in the end of the day says you gotta be Miskayim Bechosavav. Yeah, because according to Rava, Mipim Loim Piksavim wouldn't work. You understand what Tosis is suggesting? That the Gemara has a kasha on Rabbah. But Tosis is saying within the world of Elaim that kasha is not a good kasha. Because you have a Bar Das, you have an individual who could communicate, according to the Maharsha, the fact that it's Lishma, and then you would understand that you can't rely on his writing for the Kiyum, because, and you need to get Edom for that, in this statement of the Mishnah, because Mipim Lo Mipik Savim invalidates it. So that's Taisus Kasha, why did the Gemara have that out for the Rava? And that's what Taisus says, that's why. But we're taking that suggestion and we're breaking that down. What would that have looked like? What was the reason for that? I mean, Tosfos is saying, the Gemara has a bomb kasha on Rabba. So Tosfos says, no, it doesn't. I have a great suggestion. Elin. What was wrong with that? Why can't Rabba get out of this attack through Elin? Rabba would say an Elin could communicate that he's Lashma, and he wouldn't be able to send in his ksav for the Kiyam Shtaros, because that would be a problem in Piyam Loi Piksav. Good. So Tosfos says, because it doesn't fit into the language. Good? But Tosfos is just saying, why are you getting so upset at Rabba? So in that protesting, Tosfos is saying, but even in the world of Elaim, in the world of Rava, you would have had a problem in Piyam Lomi Big Suffer. And the Ran is arguing, and the Ran is saying, no, Elaim would have been good according to everyone. And if he's Shaleach, his Ksav, it's good, and you don't even need to aid him to be Mekayim Chosamav. If Taka works, it's Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechta. You understand, Gila? What's Tosfos Kasha? No, Tosfos Kasha is, why do you have a Kasha on Rabba? Rabba has a way out to learn this Mishnah as Elaim. And then Tosfos answered, it doesn't fit. Good? The Ran says, no, Elaim is good, according to everyone, and it wouldn't fit in the Mishnah, because you wouldn't even need to do Kiyum. The Fanei Nechtav would have been great. Tosfos is learning, Lefi the Marsha, that no, Elaim would have only worked in the world of who? Rabba. Because he could communicate through the Ksav that's done Lishma. But to create Kiyum, you would still need these two Edim, according to Rava, and writing the Shtar, writing the Ksav, would not be sufficient, because that requires Haggadah's Edus. If that requires Haggadah's Edus, that's an invalidation of Pim Loim Piksav. The Ran thinks that that's not true. That part of the coolest that we have by Bafanei Nechtam is that you would accept Ksav. And Mipim Lomi Piksavam does not apply. So we have a fundamental Machlekes Rishonim over here, Rabbi Yisai. What comes out of a Diuk in the Gemara is a fundamental Machlekes Rishonim Halacha Lamaisa. Bafanei Nechtam. Does that work through Ksav? What's the Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? And it's not only relevant to an Elam, Rabbi Yisai. It's relevant to even what? I'm too lazy. A pikeach. I want to send my b'fanei nechtav to the Bezdin. Is that good or not? Right? So, what happens in regular Edus if I want to send? So now you'll tell me, Jeremy, that's about Chos Rasha Rabbeinu Tam, even by real Edus, by Dina Nefashis, can I send my Edus through a text message, through an email? So let's assume right now, like Rov Rishonim, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're not allowed to send your Edus, and that would be an invalidation of what? To send your Edus? Mipim and let me pick some. So now the Shaila is, what about by Bafanei Nechtam? Can I send the Biksav, or can I not send the Biksav? What's the Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Machlokes Rishonim. Now I want to know what the Halacha is. Let's get ready for Brachos next year. What's the Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone see the Ramah? Anyone see the Ramah quote the Tshuvas HaRivash? In Simon Kuf Mem Beis? In Ebenezer? I didn't put it on the Marma Kaimus?
No,
I did. So what does the Ramah say in Ebenezer? Kuf Mem Beis? Dr. Ramah? Kuf Mem Beis Sif what? Huh? Dr. Heiliger Amah. Im Icher Mila Aymra Yosim Mikdei Dibor O Shaloi Amru Befnei Aisha. If the Shliach came in to give the get, and he didn't say it in the right time, O Shanasala Beino Levino, Alpha Bishanistis, No Lomimeno, he has to do it again, and say Befanenechta. And if he doesn't, Vimlo, not Lomimeno, and if he doesn't take it back, Harei ze posel, achi yiskayim b'chosamav, the get is posel, until you do classic kiyam shtaros, b'fanei nechtav etza and kula is gone. You lost it. You lost the opportunity. You should have said it at the right time. Missed opportunities. V'lachein zok the Ramah, ile, lo yuchal lahavi get. Therefore you should know that an ilim can never bring a get. Afal fi sheyachol lichtoy b'fanenach b'fanenachtam, titzarech leimer b'thiv. Because what? It's not enough to what? To write it, but rather it has to be verbalized. Very geshmak. Rivosh simin kuvmem. Rivosh simin kuvmem. Trying to take a look at the gra over here. Good, like our Tosis. So who does the Rama Paskin Rabbi say? The Machlik is Tosis and the other Rishonim, Tosis and the Ran. Who do we Paskin like? Tosis. Chuvas HaRivash. That was the Ramah's Psak of the Chuvas HaRivash. Hold that thought. What's the din by Kiyum Shnars? Halva? Kinyan? Let's leave Gittin for a second. Is a person able to be Mekayim Ashtar through Tzav? Yeah?
Was it a case of Baba Kama that you can use Kasav to test behind the Fasimas?
Right. What's Allah, Rabbi? How do we pass on Shulchan Aruch? Anyone see? What's halacha? Chesh Mishpat, probably. Anyone have an idea where it might be? Simon? Yeah. Take a look, Rabbi Yisai. If I find for you that the Shulchan Aruch, maybe even the Ramah, Paskins, that you could be Mekayim. Give me those simanim. I'm just going to read it to you.
Simin
Chav Ches.
Sif.
So in Chav Ches Yud Aleph, he's just passing about Edus Piksav. Ha'edim Sheshochu Edusim Piksav Lebeisim Eno Edus Tichsiv Al Pishnayim Edim Pimim Lomim Piksav. This is Chav Ches Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Paskins against the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah Paskins against the Rabbeinu Tam. Mipim lo piksavam. If you send, even if you're Roy Lahagid, even if you have the ability to speak, it's puzzle. You can't send your Edus. You got to be there yourself. Where's the other Simon? Chosam Kshayabari Vinishtatik Huini Yachalo Yeraksav Yado Avalchir Me Idimale. Okay? If he signed a shtar and then he became an Elam, so he no longer has the ability to what? To be made on his Ksav Yado, but other people can. I need another Shulchan Aruch. I don't have another Shulchan Aruch there. Nothing else? What? That's the shaft. I don't have any other Ramah or Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Thank you. I'm building the question right now. Be'echon, listen carefully, Rabbi Say. Sorry about that. Be'echon mechamisha drachim miskayim ashtar. A person has the ability to certify his document, kiyam shtaris, in one of five ways. Ha'echad shiyu adayanim makirim ksavide eidim. The dayanim themselves recognize the signatures of the eidim. I know those guys. They're in the bezdin every day. Hasheni shiyichtimu ha'eidim b'fneim. Or the second alternative is that what? They'll do the signatures themselves in front of the dayanim. Hashlishi shiyavo ha'eidim achzumim bo v'yomer zek savyadi. The Edom will come and they'll say, oh yeah, that's my signature. So this is game stars, what we've been talking about all year. Or other Edom come and they testify about it. What did I just say, Rabbi Say? Why isn't everyone just screaming at me?
He made on his signatures through Ksavim.
Yeah, so therefore, does that bother you?
Directly against the other Rama.
Does that bother you, Asher?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Raboisai! What did we say in Tosfos? What did the Rama Paskin and Kuf Mem Beis in Hilchos Eben Ezer in Hilchos get in a Shliach b'fanei Nechem b'fanei Nechtam? What's the halacha? The halacha is you can't write it in Elam is puzzle. Yet that only makes sense if Kiyam Shtaris in general Mitoch HaKsav doesn't help. But if the Rama himself is telling me that what? That by Eidus, the Araisa, we don't accept Ksav. But by Kiyam Shtaris, we accept Ksav. Because it's the Rabbanon, it's a Kula and Kiyam Shtaris, that will accept Eidus through Ksav. So in Kain, Rabbi Yisai, then how does the Rama make any sense in terms of his Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer? The only reason Tosfos, the way the Maharsha is explaining, is what? Is because for Kiyam Shtaris, I need Eidus. And for Eidus, I'm not Mekel on the avenue of what? Mipim lo mikim ksavim. It has to be delivered in a kashadik way. That's all true and nice if halachically I accept that what? If halachically I accept that what? That if halachically I accept that what? That by Kiyam Shtaris, the Rabbanon, the same avenues of Eidus is required. But once the Rama in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Mem Vav Siv Zayin tells me that Kiyam Shtaros is able to be done what? Through Ksav. So now, Paskening like this Tosfos makes absolutely no sense. And to make matters worse, Rabbi Yisai, this is actually quoted in the Rama from the Rivash himself. So we have a stira in the Ramas, and really a stira in the Tshuvas HaRivash. Why shouldn't Elam be no good? Mitoch HaKsav, for Kiyam Shtaris, for Fanaynech Fanaynechtam, if by Kiyam Shtaris it's good. Rabbi Yisai. So Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, you need to analyze the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow, you need to see the Ktzois, and in Mirtz Hashem, we'll try to build a Mahalach, to try to understand how this plays out, Lamaisa, in terms of our sugya. We should be done with the sugya tomorrow. Right.